Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Monday, March 21st, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The New York Times reports that Brazil lifted its ban on the messaging app Telegram after its Supreme Court blocked the app late last week. The app's reinstatement came after it made changes to combat misinformation. This includes removing classified information, labeling posts with false information, promoting factual sources, and monitoring Brazil's 100 most popular channels. In an interview with the Washington Post, Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation, Mykhailo Fedorov, said the country already received thousands of SpaceX's Starlink satellite internet terminals, calling the service very effective. The Post sources say over 5,000 terminals are in the country, coming from the supplies of other European countries. The company ASML makes lithography machines used to make semiconductors. Its CEO Peter Wennink warned that it will not be able to produce enough lithography machines to meet chipmaker demands by next year, despite expecting to grow shipments this year and next. He expects the company needs to increase its capacity by over 50% to meet demand. Automakers have been dealing with chip supply problems for years now, but Toyota has been dealt another blow by a 7.4 magnitude earthquake in northeastern Japan last week. Toyota suspended operations at three factories, losing 20,000 units in the stoppage. The company also announced it will stop production on 18 assembly lines for a few days next week due to parts shortages. That's because Japanese parts suppliers, like Murata, which makes ceramic capacitors, and Renesas, which makes car microcontrollers, also had to pause production because of the quake. AMD released its Milan X EPYC CPUs for servers, offering between 16 and 64 Zen 3 cores and 768 megabytes of L3 cache through 3D stacked V-cache, tripling the L3 cache found in the current EPYC 7003 CPUs. These CPUs use lower clocks than the standard Milan CPUs, but AMD claims improved performance on HPC workloads that can fit entirely within its larger on-die cache. Foxconn announced it basically resumed normal work order and production operations at its factory campuses in Shenzhen following shutdowns due to spreading COVID-19 cases in the city. The company coordinated with local government last week to start resuming operations by arranging some staff to live and work in a bubble on campuses. Last month, the security researcher going by ContiLeaks uploaded chat logs and older source code belonging to the Conti ransomware group in response to the group expressing support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Over the weekend, ContiLeaks uploaded source code for Conti version 3 to VirusTotal, about a year newer than the last leak, last modified in January 2021. Grab is known to many for its food delivery, but it's become a super app of sorts with a lot of services. One of these services is loans. Grab is partnering with Sedania AS Salam Capital to offer its Malaysian delivery workers Sharia-compliant financing. Grab cash financing does not require documents or collateral. To qualify, you must be earning a minimum of 800 ringgit a month, about US$190. Sedania provides financial products through its Go Halal financing program, which uses digital commodities to enable real-time money transactions. Eurogamer reports that the official Nintendo DSi and Wii Shop channels have been offline since March 16th. Nintendo disabled buying content on either channel since 2017 and 2019, respectively, but both still allowed for re-downloading purchased content. Nintendo support pages for both channels say it would end support at some unspecified date. No word from Nintendo if either channel will come back online. Google began testing support for variable refresh rates in the Chrome OS 101 dev channel. Users in the dev channel can toggle on the feature in the Chrome flag section. Last week, Google announced that Steam is coming soon to Chrome OS, and VRR would provide a smoother gaming experience in the OS. Mozilla will add support for hardware-accelerated AV1 decoding to Firefox 100, scheduled for release on May 3rd. AV1 is used by many streaming services, offering up to 50% more compression and better visual quality than VP9 or H.264. Chromium-based browsers began supporting AV1 decoding in 2020. Google confirmed it began rolling out the ability to delete the last 15 minutes of search history to the Google Android app, expected to be available to all users in the next few weeks. The feature came to Google's iOS app back in July. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple delayed plans to launch a redesigned MacBook Air from early 2022 into the second half of the year. The only other laptop to get an update in 2022 will reportedly be the 13-inch MacBook Pro with a new M2 chip. A teardown of the Mac Studio by the YouTube channel MaxTech revealed two M2-style connectors used for proprietary Apple SSDs, indicating storage could be upgraded after purchase if Apple provides parts. In other hidden Apple storage news, the developer ChaosTN found that Apple's Studio display contains 64 gigabytes of onboard storage, but only uses about 2 gigabytes. And finally, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo believes the Apple Watch Series 3 may go end of life this year with the release of Watch OS 9 due to lack of computing power. Apple released the Series 3 in September 2017. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.